Now, before we get started in explaining the details of the strategic marketing program, I need to share with you the two most common marketing mistakes that nearly all businesses make. If you've done any advertising or marketing for your business ever at all, I can virtually guarantee that you have been making at least one of the following two marketing mistakes. And it doesn't matter if you've been doing business for 5, 15, 25, 35 years or more, and have been getting what most people would consider pretty good results. I'm here to tell you that these two mistakes have cost you a lot of money, lost opportunity, and lost business. And I'm not just blowing smoke here to capture your attention. This is the real deal. In fact, I want you to get some of your marketing materials out right now. Be it a brochure, a radio script, a TV ad, a magazine ad, a website, whatever it is, get access to it right now. Evaluate it for yourself as I describe these two mistakes. I want you to objectively judge your own marketing and advertising and make a determination for yourself whether or not what I'm saying has value. Are you ready? Let's begin. If you can't access your materials right now, be sure to do this later. I promise it will be an eye-opening experience. Mistake number one, using one of the forbidden phrases. So what are the three forbidden phrases? Well, they're phrases that use platitudes. In marketing, platitudes are literally the kiss of death. So let me give you the definition of platitude as it pertains to marketing. Platitudes are words or phrases that are dull, obvious, or predictable, that lack power to create interest, that are overused, and are not original, that are nevertheless still commonly used as if they were unique or distinctive. Let me give you some examples of platitudes. There are words or phrases like highest quality, best service, largest selection, gets the job done right the first time, 30 years of experience, North America's largest provider, been in business since 1776, honest, hardworking, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Number one, more than 7,000 doctors have chosen us, your dealer of choice, state of the art, and blah, blah, blah. Do these sound familiar? Of course they do. You've heard this kind of junk for years. But now here's the killer question. Do you have these terms in your marketing? I bet you do. And I don't even know you. But if I were a betting man, I'd bet the farm on the fact that your advertisements and marketing are loaded with platitudes like these right now. Take a look for yourself. Now here's the deal. These platitudes that are filling up your marketing and advertising are killing your profits and destroying your market opportunities. You see, these platitudes don't distinguish you or separate you in the marketplace. They don't quantify or specify anything. They're not believable. They're usually not provable. And they cause your prospects to minimize, discount, disbelieve, or worst of all, completely ignore you altogether. Ultimately, your target market ends up believing that you and your business are just like everybody else in your industry. This is why your target market always ends up grinding you on price, regardless of how great you claim your service is or how much better you think you are than your competitors. None of that matters because you have introduced yourself to the marketplace as one more scoop of vanilla in a whole sea of vanilla. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with vanilla. In fact, I love vanilla. But what I am saying is if you're perceived as being vanilla, just like everybody else, then the only real message that you're portraying to your target market is me too. Now think about how pitiful that is. You see, that is why you're not dominating your market. And this is why your sales and revenue are dependent upon the force of the market and not your ability to win over more and more customers to dominate your sector. That's a big difference. So let me break this down further for you by using some objective evaluations you can determine if you're really using platitudes in your advertisements or not. I want to take you through three platitude evaluations that come directly out of Rich Harshaw's book, Monopolize Your Marketplace. Rich Harshaw is a living marketing genius, and I have been fortunate enough to train with him directly. So let's review these three evaluations which expose what we call the three forbidden phrases. Platitude evaluation number one is called, "Well, I would hope so." Yep, that's the name of the evaluation. So here's the deal. Look at the statements and phrases in your advertising and ask yourself this question. Could or would my prospects immediately respond to these statements by saying, "Well, I would hope so"? For example, I'm looking right now at a couple of ads for plumbers. This one says, "We'll find it and we'll fix it." Well, I would hope so. You're a plumber, for crying out loud. Or how about this incredible headline? Plumbing service and repair. Well, I would hope so. You're a plumber, right? I can't believe it. This plumber here does plumbing service and repair. Oh, look, honey. Let's call him instead of one of the other 50 plumbers who also do plumbing service and repair. Or check this ad out, which says, "Licensed, bonded, and insured. We fix faucets and fixtures for water heaters, tubs, showers, etc." Well, I would hope so. You're a plumber. What else would you do? I mean, it's so painfully obvious that it's ridiculous. Or how about this common statement that says, "Committed to honest and ethical service." Well, I would hope so. What else would you expect them to say? Hey, we're lousy. We'll show up late. We'll make your house dirty. We'll show our backsides, your kids and your wife, and make sure that the problem that we fix will break again in a few weeks after we fix it. Of course not. Everybody's going to say great things about themselves if they can get away with it. Do you see how ridiculous these statements sound? Yet everyone uses them, including you. The biggest problem here is the fact that your true identity, your true strengths, the real benefits that your customers get from doing business with you over your competitors, can never shine when you use platitudes. So take a look at your advertising, especially all of your printed advertising and marketing materials, including your website. Would they pass the "well, I would hope so" evaluation? Or are they full of platitudes? If you're using platitudes, then you need to make changes. Or at least you better hope and pray that one of your competitors doesn't get a hold of this audio program. This is evaluation number one. Let's go to the other two evaluations. Platitude evaluation number two is, who else can say that? Now pay a close attention to this one, because the question is not who else can do what you can do, but who else can say what you say. And the answer is usually anyone and everyone. Here's a painter that says, "He's Georgia's best." Really? Who else can say that? Now this guy might actually be the best in Georgia, or the best in the entire universe for all I know, but do you actually believe it just because he said it? I mean, who else can say that? Can't the guy on the next website in Google search results, where I saw this one, who says, "Where integrity and quality meet," can't he also say that he's Georgia's best? Of course he can. You see, these statements are dull and obvious. They lack power to create interest because they're overused and unoriginal, and you know what? They were nevertheless used as if they were unique or distinctive. Now look at your website. Read a few lines and then ask yourself this. Who else can say that? If one of your competitors can say it, then you just failed this evaluation. Now, one of the most common platitudes in marketing advertisements is to tell how long you've been in business. Everybody thinks this matters, but I promise you, it doesn't. Here's an illustration. I'm looking at a website for a chiropractor who thinks that you should visit his practice because he's been a chiropractor for over 29 years. Well, who else can say that? Well, how about his competitor who has the next listing in Google, who has been serving her patients for over 30 years? You see what I mean? In fact, I want you to go online right now and type in any local industry to see what you'll find on other companies' websites. Look up attorneys, mechanics, financial advisors, doctors, surgeons, banks, contractors, designers, manufacturers, architects, technology companies, software companies, or any industry imaginable, and compare them to their competitors, who are also on the first page of Google, and see what you'll find. What you're going to find is that everybody's using almost identical marketing statements. They're all platitudes. Everybody is saying what everybody else is saying, meaning that the marketplace has to assume that everybody is basically the same. Therefore, the only thing that should matter is price. Well, do you hate getting grinded on price? Do you constantly feel like you need to offer a discount? Well, now you know why. It's because you've become a master of the platitudes over the years. So let's move on to the third evaluation, which often hurts more because this is the one where it all becomes apparent that folks have got a marketing problem. Platitude evaluation number 3 is called the cross-out write-in test. For this evaluation, we're going to have you cross out the name of your company in your advertisement and then write in the name of your boldest competitor. Cross out, write in. Get it? Now tell me this, is the ad still valid? If so, you've just failed the test. Another way to illustrate is to do it in reverse. Cross out your competitor's name and replace it with your company's name in their marketing. Now tell me, is the marketing still valid? I mean, really, I don't care if you absolutely know you have higher quality than your competitor, because your competitor can still say they have higher quality than you, even if it's not true. I can give you hundreds of other examples of insurance companies that have given you fast, easy quotes, or a dentist who offers complete dental care, or landscape contractors who cut to perfection. But the bottom line is that none of these ads pass the cross-out write-in test or any of the other platitude evaluations. Now, when we implement the strategic marketing program in your business, one of the first things we do is remove all of the platitudes from your existing marketing and advertising. We'll help you identify what it is that makes you truly unique in the marketplace, your identity. You've got to provide details as to who you are, what you're all about, and what customers can expect when doing business with you. We've got to be able to do that with power, passion, and precision. But not just in a sales environment. We've got to communicate this through all of your marketing, on your website, in your advertising, at your trade shows, in your mailers, wherever you've got a message out there. We want prospects to think to themselves, this is who I want to do business with. This is who I want to give my money to. You've got to make yourself the obvious choice to do business with. You want your prospects to come to the conclusion, I would have to be absolutely crazy to do business with anyone else but you, regardless of price. You see, as I've already mentioned, platitudes cause your marketplace to assume that you and your competitors are all the same. That's probably not true. You can have the best business of your kind in your industry, but since your marketing and your competitors' marketing all use platitudes, the marketplace can't tell who actually offers the best value. So they call you up and ask you the same question that you're probably sick of hearing, which is, how much do you charge? My friend, it doesn't have to be that way. Let me give you one last example. Take a look at one of your company's brochures. What's on the top front cover? More than likely, you've put your company name and logo up there. If you did, you just failed the exam. Let me explain why. Nobody cares who you are until they know what you can do for them. Here's another secret. Instead of putting your company name or logo on the front cover of your brochure, you should put a hot-button loaded headline that emotionally connects with your prospects and makes them beg to read the content inside. I'll explain what I mean about this and exactly how to do it in this audio program. This holds true for your website, too. So is this beginning to make sense as you listen? Is it starting to become evident that using platitudes is causing a problem for you right now and that you would have a major competitive advantage if you knew how to fix it? Well, I'm going to review the strategic messaging formula for you a little bit later in this program, and I'm going to show you exactly how to fix this problem and get rid of the platitudes forever. I am going to teach you how to become a communications expert so you can start getting results from your marketing that you should be getting. The second most common marketing mistake that businesses make is what we call fragmented or piecemeal marketing. This is absolutely the wrong approach to marketing, yet it is the most common approach in business today. Everybody is doing it, including you and your competitors. The good news, or the bad news if you're slow, is that the first one to fix this problem basically wins. Seriously. Now let me explain what fragmented marketing is, which is the wrong way to do it, in contrast to what we call systematized marketing, which is the right way of doing it. Fragmented marketing means that there is no cohesive message or comprehensive system handling your marketing for you. Instead, when you are buying marketing or advertising, it is developed by the company creating the ad. Think back to the last advertising or marketing piece that you had created for your company. What was it? A brochure? A website? A printed ad? A radio spot? So now let me ask you a question. Who created the final product for you? They did. The radio station created your radio spot. The magazine created your magazine ad. The design company created your brochure. The web design company created the website. The video production company created the content for your video. Right? Think about how fragmented that makes your marketing efforts. All those different companies have different ideas about what your marketing message should be based on their limited experience. Inevitably, they all use platitudes. And then they try to throw in their own dose of creativity. Think about how wrong this is. You need to develop and own your own message. You shouldn't leave it to others, and you certainly shouldn't leave it to multiple teams of others who don't really have your best interest in mind, nor do they care about your position in the marketplace. This is why you need a marketing system in place. The system dictates the content of the advertisements and dictates the process or sequence that your prospects go through and the message that the prospects hear as they are ultimately led to your door. A systematized marketing system would actually facilitate the decision-making process. In other words, it would define what criteria your prospects should look for in a company, product, or service, and in doing so, it would lead them to buy from you and not your competitor. Here's another question to identify this problem. Take a look at your last advertisement. I know it's filled with platitudes, but here's the question. How much money did you pay to have the content of that advertisement strategically crafted and formulated to ensure maximum results? I'm not talking about the design. I'm talking about the content, the message, what you actually said in the advertisement, and not what it looks like. That's what I thought. You paid nothing, right? 99.9% of the time, you only paid to have the advertisement produced or designed for you, and then you maybe paid for the spots or the airtime. The content was usually just thrown together by the designer, the production team, or the salesperson. Think about it. The most important part of your marketing material, that is the content and the message, was put together for free by people who usually have no idea about how to create good magnetic messaging anyway. Have you ever heard the saying that you get what you pay for? Well, I hate to tell you this, but if you never paid anyone to create the actual message and content for you in your advertising campaigns, then you got what you paid for. So here's the point. When you think of marketing, you need to start thinking about your message. You need to think about what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. When you think of marketing, don't think of mediums anymore. Think of messaging. Only once you have the right message should you then begin thinking about which mediums to run your marketing in. You see, the difference between a marketing system and typical fragmented marketing? A marketing system considers first the message, then it develops the message and installs the message in a comprehensive marketing system, which facilitates the prospect's decision-making process. Finally, it chooses the best mediums to put those message into to generate leads to pump into the sales system. Do you see how much more effective that is than the typical fragmented marketing? Now, in this audio program, I'm going to show you how you can use the strategic marketing program to build and develop your own complete marketing system so that you can ultimately achieve what we call comprehensive marketing synergy. I know that it will be an aha moment for you when the light bulb really does go on.